Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Gulf Oil Lubricants India Limited Q1 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Probal Sen from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Operator. Good
evening, sir. Please go ahead.
We can't hear Probal.
Probal, sir?
Am I audible now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hello, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to this Q1 FY 2026 con call of Gulf Oil. We have with us the senior management of the company, Mr. Ravi Chawla, the Managing Director, and Mr. Manish Gangwal, the CFO. Without further ado, I would first hand over to the management for their opening remarks, and then we will get into the Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, good morning, good afternoon to everybody. This is Ravi Chawla. I'm delighted to welcome all of you to this quarterly earnings call. We are very happy to share with you that this has been the first quarter, the April, May, June quarter for us, which is starting of this financial year, has been the highest ever quarterly volume, revenue, and EBITDA, as you may have seen in the results. This is backed by a very strong double-digit volume growth, which actually augurs very well with the industry growing at about 3%-3.5%. We have done three times the growth, so really a good start to the quarter. Overall, I think this is what we had planned, and certainly the demand conditions and our initiatives have paid off. This strong note again confirms the market-leading performance that Gulf has been doing, and really this 3x growth of industry is also due to a lot of the efforts based on the brand initiative distribution and our focus segment approach. I think, as you know, we are into cricket with the IPL and with our brand ambassadors. This is clearly an all-round performance driven by gains across segments. We have seen the all-round performance, whereas B2C led by motorcycle oil, we had a big campaign, Gulf Pride, and a lot of activations on the ground in the B2C segment. This led the way in terms of a strong double-digit growth in this quarter. We introduced new campaigns, a new pack, on-ground activations, and this Pride relaunch has really, with one of the best specification products, has been well received, and this supported the momentum. While factory fill was slightly flattish due to the new vehicle production, very happy to share with you that the OEM franchisee workshop business, where we have a significant share, double-digit share as a player in India, delivered excellent results with high double-digit growth across our commercial vehicle and particularly agri OEMs this season, which is the agri season, saw very good demand, and we continue to plan for that so as to equip our OEM dealerships with the stocks and the required products and services. Our B2B industrial segment also recorded double-digit growth with continued new customer acquisitions across industries, and definitely the metal and infra segments in this area and also a few mining customers proved to be the positive demand factors here. Our agility and market responsiveness has always been a strength, and this focus continued, which helped us get this particular gain. An all-round performance, which we are very happy to share. Also to mention here that our EV charger subsidiary, TYRX, continued to perform well. Though a small business now, but it closed the quarter with over 163% growth and catering to a lot of broad customer bases. This is, of course, to reflect our commitment, ongoing commitment to strengthen the EV segment. Clearly for us, this has been a good start to the quarter. Some other highlights was that our Silvassa plant went in for IGBC certification, and very happy to share that we got the platinum, which is the highest certification, a significant milestone, again underscoring our company's strong commitment to sustainability. We're also happy to share that we definitely, all our OEMs are recognizing us in the gold category in terms of our service. Ashok Leyland, many other agri OEMs have given us awards, and that's a shot in the arm for the team. And I'd like to mention also that the board has approved a capacity expansion to take our capacity from 140 million to 240 million in our Chennai and Silvassa plants. So an outlay of 55 crores has been earmarked for this. So I think all in all, a good quarter. And I'll invite Manish to fill in a few more details, and then we're happy to take your questions. Thank you so much. Over to you, Manish.
Thank you, Ravi. Good afternoon, everyone. So as Ravi highlighted, a very strong start to the year. And with clearly double-digit volume growth at 11%, and our core lubricant volumes for the quarter were 41,000 KL. In addition to that, we had 38,000 KL of AdBlue volumes. And on a consolidated basis, for the first time, we crossed our quarterly revenue above 1,000 crore. So that was a big milestone for the company, and we are very happy and delighted for that. Overall, on the margin front, you will see that you have seen in the result, we have improved our gross margin by nearly 140 basis points YOY. However, we have spent more slightly on A&P in this quarter, being an IPL-driven quarter, and we had some campaigns on our motorcycle range, as Ravi highlighted. And also, we had some of the OEM sales significantly higher, and that's where some of the OEM royalties were higher. So at EBITDA level, we have delivered still our EBITDA at 12.7% for the quarter, which is well within our guided band of 12 to 14%. So overall, a very strong quarter, and you know, as we have earlier announced, and the board had declared a final dividend of 28 rupees, which will be now the record date has been declared for 19th of September.
Yes.
And that will be paid out after the AGM. So that's also the share. All the investors will recall that we had increased our dividend payouts earlier to 65% for the year last year. So overall, good cash flow generations continue, and we remain net debt free, and our overall cash balance continues to be about 1,000 crore. So with that note, we will hand over the for a Q&A to be started. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nikunj Doshi from B Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on good set of numbers. Just one question, this capacity expansion, what we are looking for. So is there any shift going to happen in product mix, or more or less will be the same kind of product mix that we'll be having after, say, when the capacity expansion is complete?
Yeah, so as you know, we've been growing 2 to 3x the industry. So the capacity enhancement is, we make all our products in-house except greases and others. So it is in line with what we are doing, but projecting that we are growing in various segments, obviously there will be some flexibility on the product mix in terms of our manufacturing filling lines. So we have want to definitely look at how we are going to upgrade some of the products. So and certain segments will have small packs, large packs. So this is going to be a flexible kind of approach to this, and the capacity enhancement will take care if there is any shift in terms of the packaging, because plant is more related to packaging rather than the segment. So I think we are very clear about that, and that's something we have expertise in. So I don't think we'll have any challenges. Product mix, even if it changes segment-wise, it is small pack, large pack. So that will remain.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Angad from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question, is on the direct business. On directs, how do we read the lumpiness in the EBITDA margin that we are seeing over the past 5-6 quarters? How do you guide on the EBITDA margin going forward?
See, directs is a very, very nascent company. It's a, it's developing various products in the charger segment. They are specialized in DC fast charger manufacturing, and now they are in, starting to manufacture AC chargers as well. It's a very, very, nascent industry with nearly, last year we have reported 80 crore of top line with almost, neutral EBITDA. This quarter they have turned EBITDA positive, which is a very good sign. And the quarterly turnover, as Ravi highlighted, has grown 163% to nearly 24 crore. So overall, in a positive direction, right direction, but still very small in terms of base, and we'll have to really watch out. In a longer term, of course, we want them the business to deliver almost similar with EBITDA range to what lubricant business is.
Okay. And sir, what was our average base oil prices for the last quarter, and we see it coming down, looking at the crude oil prices, and how do you see it sustain?
There are various grades of base oil which we have been highlighting in our earlier calls as well, that it's very difficult to give you a range of the base oil price because there are various grades of group 1, group 2, group 3 base oils which we buy. Overall, we have seen that the base oil has been steady in quarter one. Although crude is showing a range which is below $70, and if it sustains at these levels for a longer period, we will see as base oil follows crude over a longer period or mid-term period, we should see base oil softening to some extent. But so far in quarter one, it has been very steady.
Got it. And sir, one question our main competitor, is also now focusing, or I would say prioritizing volume growth now. How are we adopting the strategy considering the, we are also growing 2x, 3x volume growth? Just wanted to understand the thought.
Yeah, so see, the industry, as you know, has been growing. If you look at the next last even decade or so, industry growth is about 3%, 3.5%, sometimes we say a little less or more, percentage, half a percentage here and there. So our focus is on the industry growth. Obviously, competitive scenario, each competitor has their own action plan and what they do. So ours is more related to what the industry will grow, the segments in which we are playing, and of course, look at what initiatives we do. Competitiveness of what we do is obviously part of the strategy always. So we continue to do that, and I think we have been very successful in our strategy, and we will continue to focus on what we believe is our strength and to be able to go in terms of our own strategies and initiatives.
Perfect, sir. So thank you for answering the questions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Jaintbhai Popat from Choice International Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on the results. I have actually three questions. As far as the CNG penetration in the passenger vehicles is concerned, for Maruti Suzuki, it almost forms more than 20% of the volumes. So I wanted to understand if you already have the product, but is there something that you are doing for the tie-ups with the passenger vehicles of CNG vehicles? As well as I also wanted to understand the train for CNG as compared to the gasoline or diesel. My second question is around the industrial volumes, wherein how do you see this? I understand about 2 years ago, and you have been focusing on that the industry volumes will catch up post 2056 or from 2027 to automotive lubricants. but I would like to know what is your latest view on that. And see, the question is about BS7, wherein it has it follows the European norms. In Europe, it has been already been introduced. But how do you see the increase in demand for AdBlue, particularly on the back of Bharat 7 when it is launched in about next year or next year completely?
Yeah, so there are a few questions we'll try and answer, and Manish can also pitch in. So I think you spoke about Maruti's, right, at the beginning?
CNG, basically.
Yeah, CNG.
So CNG penetration. So
CNG, you're right, in certain pockets in India, it is quite a high-demand product. We have a part play in it because it's a very price-competitive segment. So we have the range, and the range is, and the drain interval is less than gasoline, as you know, because it's used in a different way. So we have the range, but we are playing selectively because it's a very price-oriented segment. So we go with our sort of price positioning. So not a very, we don't want to really take the whole segment because it is to that level less attractive for us. But we are still present, and we have all the products required for that. Even CNG buses, we have very specialized products with very long drain interval. I can get back to you, but if I remember, it's the highest drain interval. I don't know if it's 20,000. I'll stand corrected because I think it is still, we have developed it with Ashok Leyland, and we have a premier product there in terms of CNG buses. So we are present in CNG normal also, but less play because of price attractiveness or whatever, not attractiveness. Mm-hmm. And the other is the CNG buses. So we have products. In BS7, we are prepared with all the products. So whenever it comes, we'll have that. So that's not a problem. And the other question you asked is on
industrial volumes.
Yeah. So, you know, industrial for us, as I mentioned to you in my opening remarks, we are an all-rounder. We have presence in the chosen segments, which is B2C, in B2B industrial. In B2B, we also do infrastructure mining fleet, and we also have OEM. So I would say that as a company, we have a very strong presence as a, I would say, as a growing brand. Okay, we are still not there where we want to be, but we have been adding share for the last decade, and it has been a focus segment. We do double-digit growth in these three, B2B, industrial, and IMF. And we are have a business model which I think is one of the good models where we are able to focus to all this, and we have also very good customers across these segments. So we'll continue, you know, kind of growing our customer base, being with our customers as they grow. And we are very confident that this segment, which all of them actually have, except the OEM, which is franchisee workshop, where we have close to a double-digit share, we believe. The others are less than 5% market share. So IMF, which is infrastructure mining and industrial. So we are going to grow definitely double-digit in these segments.
I just have a follow-up, if I may.
Yes, please.
As far as the focus, I understand is more towards passenger cars going forward, as highlighted in previously somewhere where the next leg of growth is. But of course, one of the focuses. But if you had to choose between industrial lubricant sources or passenger cars, where would you go?
So, you know, just to clarify, we have a segment-wise approach. So we have close to 10 to 12, 15 segments which we focus on. In B2C, we have got good share in motorcycle and diesel engine oil. Of course,
yes,
these products also go on to OEM and other parts of the segments. And in addition to that, we have some segments like passenger car, which you mentioned, which we have less than 5% market share. So we see more opportunity. We are not going to defocus on any of our segments which are selected by us. So where we are strong, we'll like to grow probably 2x. Where we have got less than 5%, we'll have to grow at 3x plus. So that's the kind of thumb of rule we use. But of course, we also look at opportunities in different parts of the business, like OEM, industrial, B2C, you know, with OEMs. We have also got a tie-up now with Nayara, which is a fuel chain. And we are increasing our distribution. So with our brand strength, we believe we need to increase our distribution, which we are also doing by 10-15%.
Yes, okay. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Anuj Panwar from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I just have two quick questions. I just wanted to check how much does this EV plates are now contributing to our overall revenue? And are we planning this segment to become, you know, to make this like one of our major contributors to our revenue in the coming quarters and coming years maybe. So any visible threat to this threats or any competition to this segment as we further scale up? And my second question is, the recent Narayan tie-up, has it started showing its effect on its volume? Or is there some time left to reflect it in our numbers?
So I will take the first one, which is the EV and Tyrex revenues. As we mentioned, the quarterly revenue of Tyrex now is close to 25 crore. And last year we ended the year at 80 crore rupees of revenue for Tyrex business, which we have started consolidating. And you can see that between the standalone and consolidated results, the delta is because of the Tyrex consolidation. So you will be able to find out. The good thing is that the business is growing at, for the quarter has grown 163%. We really want to, almost double our turnover every year in that segment. And there is a lot of, customer acquisition which keeps happening in that. It's becoming again competitive industry. There are players who are coming in. There are few players who are already established. But the Tyrex product portfolio is very robust. And on the back of that, they continue to gain customers in the space. At the same time, they have launched an AC range also, which also is getting them customers, especially in the OEM segment. And they have started supplying to some of the OEMs along with the cars. So that's our endeavor is that, which we earlier highlighted also, that we want this business to be a 400-500 crore business in terms of top line in the next 4 to 5 years. So that's our game plan. And at that point, obviously, it will be a very meaningful pillar to our overall other segments. And coming to Nara, I guess this is very early stage. They have a large 6,500 plus fuel stations across India. And we started, capturing and reaching out to the outlets which they have, one after another. Currently, we are in terms of reach around 1,500 outlets, but still very early stage in the business, and we'll have to keep nurturing that business for...
Just to add, we are in the lubricants, and we also started supplying AdBlue through the stations. And as Manish mentioned, I think the current penetration level is close to 30-40%, which will definitely go up in the coming months and quarters.
Okay, understood. Thank you. That was helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Bharat Gulati from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congrats on a good set of numbers. I just wanted to know that the growth that we have witnessed in the B2C segment in our MOC, in our more two-wheeler segment, that was primarily due to the new product additions. If you can throw some light on that.
No. So it is the same old brand we have, Gulf Pride. It was repacked in a new packaging, and we backed it up with a lot of initiatives above the line, below the line. And we have also launched it at the specification level of APISP, which is the highest grade of specification. So yes, a new pack launch, along with that, an upgraded product in terms of the specifications. And a lot of work goes into the activations. So all around with this, I think the product has received a very good response. So happy to share that it has a double-digit growth, which really led the way for B2C also to do well in terms of overall growth.
So in the B2C segment, we'll continue to see this growth in the motorcycle segment. Would that be the right understanding?
Yeah. So our endeavor, as we tell you, as we always say, is to grow 2 to 3 times the market. So in that also, this market, MCO market, is growing at that rate, maybe around 3%. So we obviously want to grow more, and we see a lot of opportunities in some states, in some markets. We always have that opportunity to do better. Overall, we think we have a presence not only with the B2C market, with our products, we also sell OEM products, and we have close to 9%, 8 to 9% share, I would say, in some of the B2C and other areas. So we want to continue growing at least 2x the market in the motorcycle range.
Got it, sir. That's helpful. And so on our passenger vehicle front, on the B2C and B2B both, on four-wheeler passenger vehicles, so are we witnessing a slowdown? And if so, then will that start growing at double-digit levels? Because the OEM numbers were flattish, as you mentioned.
No. See, OEM factory fill, we do factory fill with some commercial vehicle OEMs and some few other OEMs. That was flattish. We don't have any major supply, or we don't have any supplies with car OEMs for factory fill. What we are referring to car PCMO sales, passenger car motor oil, is what we sell in the bazaar, which is the market, and also we have some OEMs we do business with. So there we have, our market share is not very high, so we have a good opportunity. So there we want to grow more, and obviously there we want to, we've been talking about this for the last couple of years. We want to grow. If we are going 2 to 3x, we would at least like to go 4 to 5x in this market. But yes, we can, we definitely will announce to you when we are having any significant move up there, but it is still in the growth trajectory, but more effort is being made to see how we can grow here.
Got it. So that's helpful. And so just the last question. On our CapEx, when would that be, when would that come online, and when can we see full ramp up of that? Could you mention that?
So overall, we believe that we will be able to, complete it in 18 months' time. But it will be in phases. So our Chennai facility expansion will be much earlier than, Silvassa, where we will have to do some civil construction also. In Chennai, it is all ready. We have to add filling lines and some of the, equipment. So I think Chennai will come up faster, and then Silvassa in 18 months' time. So overall, by March 27, we should be ready with this 240 million capacity.
Got it. So, and the revenue for the extra capacity will start coming in, that means from FY28. That would be right to say.
You see, we are running currently at 100% capacity in our both the plants almost. And we continue to grow 2 to 3x the market, which means near double-digit volume growth. And in this quarter, actually, we had 11% volume growth. We will continue to grow 2 to 3x the market, and for that, we need capacities. The linkage to capacity and capacity addition and growth in volume is not directly proportional in our industry. We will keep growing at 2 to 3x the industry, and for that, the capacity expansion was necessary, and that will be ready by the time we need those volumes. Currently, we are running at, third shift for some of our products to manage the overall demand. But as soon as we have these capacities in place, there will be more flexibility in terms of our product and, faster execution and delivery, which will help, which Ravi alluded already.
Yeah. So you see, when we have the 240 million, we'll be able to operate. We have a complicated portfolio, plus I think two-shift basis is always better, because third shift, one is the cost element, second is we want to have two shifts, because then the plant also has to have some downtime to have their, maintenance work, et cetera. So this 240 will enable us at a two-shift basis to be able to meet the needs much more. I would say when the growth is there, it will be ready for that.
Got it, sir. That was helpful. Thank you, sir. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Bhatt.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Nisha Mulchani, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you for this opportunity. Sorry, I missed the first part of the call, but can I have a volume for the quarter for loops and for the AdBlue separately? Also, can you help me with the battery business turnover, please?
Yeah, so we mentioned in the opening remarks, Nisha, that it is 41,000 KL core lubricant volume for the quarter, and AdBlue is 38,000 KL. And the battery turnover, which you always ask, is around 16 crore for this quarter.
I think you've been tracking it quite diligently every call.
Yeah, I think the AdBlue business is quite growing at a very substantial number, and which is very great. So is there any part of the strategy discussion or any part of the intentional things that we are doing around AdBlue, because it is almost as equal to the loops business that we are doing as of now?
No, we report it separately so that you are aware of both.
Okay. Last question, sir. Any update around the data cooling product that you have been developing as we were updating into the last call?
No. So we have mentioned that it's a segment which we believe is a important segment, but a very small segment. So we are preparing for that. No other announcement on that.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you for it.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Angad from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Just a follow-up on the previous participant's question on AdBlue volume. On YOY basis, this quarter, AdBlue saw flattish growth. How do you see that going forward?
So overall, we believe that we on a full year basis, we will continue to grow 10 to 15% in AdBlue.
And any reason for flattish growth this quarter?
Last year, quarter one, we had some special promotion schemes which were not there in this quarter. So that is why it is looking flattish. But overall, our trajectory and the objective is to keep growing this at 10-15% for the next few years.
And sir, what are your total advertisement spend in Chimbal?
It's in the range of 3-4%, which we have been guiding. In a quarter like this, where we had a slightly higher A&P, it is towards the higher band of this range. And in a quarter which is a normal quarter, we are towards the lower band of this range. But it is in that trajectory of 3-4%.
So, to assume it will stay at the higher end for the rest of the year?
No, it will be in the band of 3-4% only.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shweta Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So given recent industry moves such as Shell Lubricants acquiring Raj Petro and Dior partnering with Bengali Industries to expand in the Indian lubricants market, are there any acquisition or strategic partnership plans in place for Gulf Oil Lubricants India in the near future?
So we keep evaluating, segments and particularly the niche product categories, both within mainly in the industrial segment and all. But as of now, nothing on the horizon which we are in a position to announce.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the answer. Wish you all the best for the next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Hardik Solanki from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you sir for the opportunity. So just want to know, the blended realization for this quarter has moved sharply. So just want to know whether there was a price hike or it was because of the premiumization or product mix change. How is it?
It is also mainly because of the product mix and segment mix. Plus, since the core lubricant volume has grown much higher than AdBlue, and AdBlue was flattish and core lubricant grew by 11%, partly reflection of that.
But no price hike was taken during the quarter, right?
No specific price hike was taken during the quarter.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Probal Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, I'll take the opportunity to ask you the questions for more questions. The first question was with respect to the tie-up with Nayara. And just wanted to understand this whole controversy around the refinery actually getting sanctioned by EU as part of the sanction from Russia. On the ground, do you see that impacting their India operations at all and thereby our partnership in any way, or is it too, it really does just impact their export market and therefore the domestic business remains unaffected? Just your views on that.
See, Mr. Prabal, currently it's a very, very small portion of our overall, overall volumes and impact on us. We are closely in the situation. So we'll be closely watching the situation on developments there.
Yes. And for the other question was, Ravi sir has earlier mentioned this process of strategic roadmap that the battery business will be possibly built up and you know more of attention will be taken.
I can't hear you properly, Prabal.
One second.
There's a lot of background noise.
Is this better, sir?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, sir, I was talking about the battery business. Ravi sir had earlier mentioned about the strategic thrust on creating a manufacturing ecosystem to grow this business more. Just wanted to hear your thoughts if anything has moved on that front or you know
yeah,
what so, we are thinking about it.
Yeah, so this we are importing this battery, we still are importing, but we have toll manufacturing which we are getting the battery made locally. So that is already being you know part of the supplies that we get from the toll manufacturer. So that is on. So we are localizing it because that is gives us a better security in terms of our product and our cost.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, understood, sir. And the last question I had was, you know, I think this was asked in some way earlier as well, that, you know, some of the private competitors have also started to sort of focus on, you know, their volumes. And the OMCs anyways have been speaking about, you know, unlocking value by listing the lubricant business. So in view of your competitive landscape, do we see that our, you know, ad spends and our SG&A expenses will probably continue to rise a little bit to sort of keep up with maybe higher competition or increased penetration of other players as well? Again, you know, I'm just asking because the run rate this quarter, as you rightly mentioned, has gone up. But whether we should assume this run rate again or it normalizing back over the next few quarters. Just your thoughts on this.
You see, if you take our investments in our brand, if you take a decade ago or a little earlier, it was 6 to 7% of our revenue. Now, because our revenue has gone up and also the brand metrics, we study those, have gone up quite well. So we are among the top three brands, we believe, in the industry. We got the investments over last 15, 20 years. And therefore, we will have to calibrate what we want to do. And currently, the A&P is at about 3 to 4%, which you've been seeing, because our revenue is also going up. So it's not that we don't spend more, but it's a percentage of our revenue. And we calibrate it based on what our plans are and also what we feel we want to do in terms of both the consumer, influencer, the other BTL, ATL, and other things. So this is a very planned approach which we have taken for many years consistently. And we will continue doing that. The competition is going to have a different spend level. Obviously, our brand has already reached a position. So we'll have to weigh and see the factors as to how we want to move that up or, you know, keep it in the position it is. So that's a call which normally businesses take based on what is the competitive scenario and the objectives.
Understood, sir. All the best and congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shweta Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. So my follow-up question is on the recently the PM EDRAS scheme was extended up to March 31, 2028. So how do we look to capitalize on this opportunity?
You see, it will help definitely the EV penetration. And as we have seen in certain segments in EV, it was already starting to flattening. And hopefully with this extension, growth levels in the EV will be continuing. And that should help our charger business. First, a direct benefit in the PM eDrive on charger segment is mainly on the CPO side and not on the manufacturing side, as we understand today. But having said that, the indirect benefit will definitely be there. At the same time, we believe and we continue to emphasize that in spite of EV growing at certain pace, the lubricant business will continue to grow at 3 to 4% in India for at least more than 15, 20 years. So we don't see any challenge on the lubricant side, but EV, PM eDrive or any other incentive schemes are helpful for our charger business.
Okay. And when could we expect the EBITDA margin to rise above the current levels?
You're talking of the lubricant business or EV business?
EV business, sir.
EV is a very small nascent business right now, so there are a lot of costs and we keep, you know, putting lot of efforts and investments in brand, R&D, manpower and service network to be created. So there is a lot of costs sitting in that. But we keep growing our revenues like what we have done in this quarter at 163% and still maintaining an EBITDA positive level. We are quite hopeful that with the increase in revenues, we will be able to achieve the similar EBITDA percentage as lubricant in next 3 to 4 years.
Okay, that's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Hina Parekh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. I just had one question. So on the rural markets, the rural markets have been showing promise with companies expanding into these markets, witnessing good offline growth. So how much of the rural markets has been penetrated by us?
Yeah, so we have automotive distributors, and below that, in for many years, we've been having Gulf rural stockist. So we are growing in these areas also in terms of our distribution. And rural has always been part of, you know, our focused efforts to increase distribution. And we've seen always a double-digit kind of growth in this segment. And it continues in quarter one. So we are obviously present in all kinds of, you know, metros, tier one, tier two, and rural. And we see also great opportunity there. So, you know, that's where, again, our brand is there, our activities are there. And we are seeing agri and motorcycle, which is used quite a lot in these segments, gaining a lot of traction. So definitely that's an area of growth for us. And we are one of the companies who are very organized approach to this segment.
Correct, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for being part of the call. I hope we've been able to answer your questions well. Just as an outlook, definitely would like to just say that this has been a record quarter again, and we've also now looking at a capacity expansion. Our mobility business is going well. We've been, the first quarter has had a strong momentum. July, August, September is a monsoon quarter, so slightly low in terms of demand overall, but I think the momentum is present. We will continue our going to the next level. Definitely our teams are confident, passionate, and shared purpose has always been one of our drivers, and commitment has always been a key aspect of our business. 2 to 3x industry volumes growth and the margin band of 12 to 14% is always been our mantra, and we are trying to premiumize, accelerate, transform our business. So we are focusing on that, and as we have told you, we are been trying to lead the market growth, gain market share, improve our mix, continue our marketing initiatives, focus on margin management, profitable and sustainable growth across all our segments, as I mentioned, all-rounder segments. And certainly we have a good presence in diesel engine oil and MCO, but we are looking at higher aggressive growth from segments, all the other segments where our market share is less than 5%, like industrial passenger cars. So I think the focus is there, and the focus is also there on increasing distribution, both in urban and rural. We see a huge scope to grow our presence in distribution and also market shares. And we'll continue our investment in customer-centric branding. And we are advancing strategically, continue to remain focused on consumer and influencer engagements, enhancing our product portfolio, people development, building capabilities. Of course, sustainability is a big agenda. And continue our growth in core and EV segments and AdBlue. So we are happy to you know, tell you that the growth momentum is very good, and we hope that next quarter we can share with you the continued momentum. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.